RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on RadioMD.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek. You know, we need to be talking about sexual health. On Her Radio, it's all about a comprehensive and integrative view of a woman's health. And sexual health is just integral to this. Our go-to expert is Dr. Barb Dupree. We've had her on before. She's fabulous. She is a gynecologist with a focused practice on women's sexual health, as well as perimenopausal, menopausal women's health. Heck yeah. She's the founder of Middlesex. That's kind of interesting. MD.com, a website for sexual health and wellness, providing information and products promoting women's sexual health. Dr. Dupree, welcome back to Her Radio.
Thanks for having me again, Pam.
Now, you've got a great book. Yes, You Can, Dr. Barb's Recipe for Lifelong Intimacy. Tell us about it.
Well, the book came as a result of my practice and my patients, really. What I discovered was that sexual health is an area that is not often addressed. As providers, physicians, we don't often take the time, and many physicians don't have interest in sexual health. So oftentimes, women's sexual health needs go unmet, not discussed. And in the effort to search and find answers, solutions for sexual concerns, It's a morass when women are trying to search that on the internet. It can take them places they don't really want to go. So my goal in Middlesex MD, the website, and then the book, is to really help women navigate this area and give them answers to questions and solutions to problems that are related to sexual health.
So what are some of the problems you really see as a very common complaint and point of concern on the part of women as it relates to their sexual health?
Well, we can categorize it in a couple of different areas. Certainly, one area is area of interest or desire. And then probably in my practice, which is focused on perimenopause, menopausal women's health, it's often related to pain. Potentially as a result of menopause, the absence of estrogen, leading to the change in the vagina and surrounding tissues. Tissues are more thin, fragile, dry, resulting in intercourse becoming more uncomfortable. So the whole vaginal health and its surrounding vulvo-vaginal health, bladder health related to that. And then there's also the probably third is the ability to arouse an orgasm can certainly change for a variety of reasons, too. So the idea is to equip women with some expectations of what might occur as a result of not only aging, but medications they're on, menopause, hormone-related. And then, you know, is there something we can do about it? Because I think women feel like, okay, well, this is the way it is, and I'm getting older, and it's, you know, taking longer, and it's not as comfortable, but hey, maybe there's nothing I can do about it. So my message is, you know, oftentimes there are things we can do about it, and we want to keep women engaged in this aspect of their relationship because it really, in the end, is such a critical part of a healthy relationship that we allow for sexuality to be continued to be enjoyed.
So what are some new treatments and devices for sexual health?
Yeah, so let's talk about that. So one of the newer treatments out is called a Fiera. Fiera is a clitoral device that provides gentle suction and very subtle vibration over the clitoris. It is designed to improve arousal, and naturally, as a result, it increases desire. So women use it typically in preparation of a sexual encounter. It's kind of a small, fits in the palm of your hand, tucks over the clitoris, and it engorges the area with improved blood supply. There's a vast network of nerves and blood vessels that supply this area. So the Fiera is designed to sort of awaken, so to speak, the genital tissues so that desire and then ability to arouse and orgasm and enjoy intercourse is going to be more likely to occur.
And women can go to your website. That's
yes.
Middle, that's MIDDLESEX. and then capitalmd.com, middlesexmd.com, to learn more about that particular product. What other kinds of treatments and devices?
Yeah, another device that has come out is called the Intensity. It combines pelvic floor muscle stimulation to contract the pelvic floor muscles. There is a variation of this that has been used for urinary incontinence. In the end, orgasm is contraction of the pelvic floor muscles. So this is a tool that really recruits and optimizes pelvic floor contraction, making pelvic floor muscles much stronger. So in turn, the sexual experience, ability to orgasm, the perceived enjoyment that comes from orgasm is going to be improved by just increasing the pelvic floor muscles. The Intensity provides not only that stimulation, muscle stimulation, but it also has a vibrator attached to it. So you can do the direct clitoral stimulation while you're doing that as well, which is women find very pleasurable.
You know, this is amazing stuff, because I really want to make sure, you know, all of our listeners on her radio really understand that having a healthy sexual life, as it were, is really good for you. It has a lot of health benefits, and it's integral to your overall health. And therefore, never sideline this. This is important to incorporate into your entire program. You do need this. And so don't, you know, blow this off for whatever reason. And that's why I really look forward to our segments with Dr. Barb Dupree, because she really is a, you know, an expert, a gynecologist who gets it. And who's really providing women with very valuable credentialed information, products, and ideas about treatments and devices to be able to help us optimize that sexual health. So I just want to take a moment and make sure women, you know, got that within the framework of why we're talking about this in the first place. Does that make sense, Dr. Dupree?
Yeah, I'm really glad you pointed that out, because I think, you know, the only way we can be successful in helping women address this is to recognize that it's a conversation that has to happen in the first place. And I think that it's been pushed aside as not particularly critical path to general health. And I would agree, hypertension, diabetes, cardiovascular disease takes a lot of time and energy in practices. But I do think, like you said, sometimes it gets set aside of, well, not that important. Well, when you talk to women who have regained sexual comfort, sexual health, they are so appreciative. So really, for those who find it's not what they want it to be, please talk with your provider about what some options are. And don't think of this as, you know, sexual devices as much as really medical devices. We really see this as a clinical tool for women.
Yeah, and I really want to make sure that, you know, if women don't feel comfortable with their provider, then find one you're comfortable with. I mean, you got to be your own advocate here as well. And there are wonderful practitioners like Dr. Dupree out there that you can avail yourself of. But, you know, just to get a sampling of some of the questions that could be answered and really a good comprehensive look at this, please run out there and get Dr. Barb Dupree's wonderful book, Yes, You Can, Dr. Barb's Recipe for Lifelong Intimacy. Get on over to her website, Middlesex, that's MiddleSexMD.com, because she's got tons of information, great content there. Hey, you know, knowledge is power here, ladies out there in her radio land. You heard me right. So once again, Dr. Dupree, thank you for being on her radio. You're fabulous. Keep up your great work. Hey, I'm Dr. Pam P. Please like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We love to hear from you. You know that. And if you got some questions, shoot them on over to us by email. askher@radiomd.com. And whatever you do, please stay well. Ooh, 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 ooh.